this goddamn car.
Ah, I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So f*** all of you.
The accusations of my father fucking me in the ass are not true.
They're pretty true, dude. I think you're gay, dude.
They have been analyzed by a first-party analysis company, and it came out to be false.
Yep.
It was my mother. My mother checked my asshole.
She was like, oh.
Hope.
Whoops.
It doesn't smell like your dad's cum.
I would know, because he comes in my nose all the time. I may know it all when it comes to cum.
Those are some funny pornos to watch, where they're coming in your nose. Or he's coming in
what
her nose.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
That's hilarious. It's so funny.
What is wrong with you?
When I got bored, I was like, oh, they probably have that, right? And then I looked it up. I was like, you can't jerk off to it. It's just gross.
Bro, that's, I don't know.
What?
Do you remember E-Bombs? I think it was E-Bombs World or something like that.
Because it shoots out the other nostril.
Oh, E-Fucked. E-Fucked was the website that I was thinking of.
You come in one nostril, it blasts out the other side. It's funny.
Javen, you're on E-Fucked for too long.
It's not. I don't even know what E-Fucked is.
E-Fucked, dude.
What is E-Fucked?
Tell everybody what it is, Javen.
Are we starting? Are we rolling?
It's been recording for the
Wait,
past...
Wait, what?
It's been recording for the past, like...
Have we started?
2 minutes, dude.
Oh, shit. Never mind. All right, well, this is the show. Is it?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it.
Where are you?
We're behind anyway. Well, let me do some investigation on E-Fucked and see how true this is.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
Keegan, how close does the microphone need to be?
Pretty close to your fucking asshole or whatever, wherever
you're putting
it.
Right, it's the chin, right? You put it on the chin?
Yeah, you put it on the chin.
I just feel loud. Because I am loud.
Well, I got to go through and I got to fix all the fucking audio files. I got to bring them up like 10 decibels or whatever. They're a little too quiet.
See, you have been scared to show me the movie Planet of the Apes because you don't want me to rebel and start whipping your ass into shape. Getting some work done.
Are you saying that you're an ape?
Yes, correct. I am saying I'm the ape in this analogy.
That's crazy, dog.
I know. I'm going to efuck.com because you didn't want to tell me what it was. I guess fucked is with an ED.
Yeah, I'm going to let you look that one up. I'm going to let you do that.
Wait, this isn't illegal, is it?
No.
Domain name. Oh, make it available for sale. Make an offer for efuck.com.
What? It doesn't. No way.
Bro, efuck.com was sold. I could buy it.
Bro, should we buy it for the show?
Oh, wait. efuck.com/listing, not a secured website. I gotta get out of here. That was probably
they're gonna
just
e-fuck you.
Yeah, they're gonna
yeah. E-fuck
fucking you e-style.
They're gonna diddle you through the power of the internet.
So we're late constantly.
Yeah, all the time.
We're late every week. It's like my job, actually.
Nobody
I'm late every week.
Listen, dude, I was looking at the analytics recently. And,
you dumbass.
Nobody fucking listens to this show, dude. We're kind of fucking...
Why are you being all quiet, man? Is this true? I don't even want to think about the metrics.
I'm not telling
well,
you
Well, we had
truth.
Two fat oaf motherfuckers on our couch that bombed us. We were Arizona's biggest show, and then we had two fat asses on, and it tanked us.
they weighed us down.
They weighed us down. It's not fair. It's not fair. You, dude, you can't smoke that thing. That thing will fuck your lungs up because you're a weak bitch and you can't handle
it. I can smoke whatever I want.
You'll be bitching about it tonight. Oh, my lungs hurt.
I don't care.
My ass hurts. I'm going to the bar and just spread them.
I went to the bar, David, and I'm gay.
What's the spread? What's the spread of football? Bend over, I'll show you.
What's the score, scorekeeper?
Oh, that was the point I was going to make. We're late. We're late all the time.
I'm late on my period.
Exactly. Which it goes into the one thing I prepared for the show. A great idea for if you can't afford an abortion. Take them to a lake town. Get a boat. Okay, what I'm saying is you get the baby on the boat. When you come back into the dock, you don't have a baby anymore.
I don't know if you could make that joke, dude, as of what happened recently.
I think it's exactly why I can make that joke. They couldn't afford an abortion. That's why it happened.
No, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you. Wait, was it someone we know?
I don't fucking know. Who, I didn't read the article.
Doesn't matter.
I just saw the headline and everyone was like, boohoo. And I was like, well, life sucks.
Life sucks. You got a free
life
abortion.
Sucks. That does suck, though.
That's what I typed out. I said, you got a free abortion. Congratulations. Listen, I don't care about anything anymore.
Cheven. And I thought I was spineless.
Who the fuck brings a four-month-old baby on a boat? Unless they want to kill it.
Yeah, who brings a fucking, it was 4 months old?
Yes.
On a fucking boat in the middle of, 130-degree weather. What kind of insane shit is that?
It is psychotically hot outside right
now. I feel bad for the loss of the child's life, but that is on you. That is your fucking fault.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad in a way where, I feel bad when I make a horrible mistake it's all 100% my fault.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like that and like going to Six Flags when you're pregnant. Of like two great ways
to
get
getting on
abortion.
A fucking roller coaster. No, sneaking your child onto a roller coaster at Six Flags.
Yes.
That's the equivalent. Oh, sorry, I'm just pregnant. Well, ma'am, I don't think you should be on this ride. Well, I'm taking my 4-month old child.
What about
on this,
the pursuit of happiness? It's enshrined in the Constitution. Now, let me play bumper cars with my baby.
I don't remember that movie.
What movie?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's not what I was referencing.
Well, is it Will Smith? Isn't he like, oh, yeah, it's like him where he locked his fucking, Will Smith locks his kid in the bathroom. He's like, I hate you.
Is that true?
I don't know. Something like that.
I thought it was he. You have to like find.
He's like,
solace.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth. And he backhands his son and locks him in a bathroom.
I mean, this doesn't sound like too crazy. It sounds okay.
This sounds like a great modern movie.
It sounds like honestly great time. Getting slapped the shit out of by your father, Will Smith.
Keep my wife's name out your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, the pursuit of happiness is actually just living to cope with being a cuck.
Yeah.
Jaden, have you fucked my wife again?
But dad, that's my mom.
But dad,
that would be incest. Dad.
I'm a better rapper, dad.
But dad, you know I'm gay.
Yeah.
Isn't he gay? Didn't he come out as gay?
I mean, his music's gay.
I mean, the way he interacts with Justin Bieber is pretty gay.
Yeah, I think he...
Him and Justin.
He kissed him.
Him and Justin, like, they finger each other. They finger bless each other or something. I don't know, man.
Gross.
Listen, man, you're the one who wanted
He's
to look
not.
At E-Fucked, okay?
What is E-Fucked?
E-Fucked was the website where, like, there's just a ton of, like, I like how this is the start of the beginning of the 10 minutes of this episode.
Keep it going.
It's a strong start. It was a website where, it was just, like, the most fucked up, like, comedic porn, almost.
Oh, but what I mentioned wasn't. Like that gross and that fucked up.
No.
But we should go on E-Fucked.
No.
That sounds funny. No, I can't handle stuff like that. That's the
Dude, we need to stop doing the internet deep dives. I'm tired of the internet deep dives. I'm burnt out. I've been diving too deep.
The floor is yours.
I've been diving too deep, bro. Well,
do you okay? Do you want to keep talking about great ways to have an abortion when it's been banned in your state? Because we can go back to that right now.
Number one, flight of stairs. That's top priority. Watch pregnant women around stairs. Number
Pretty
two,
coat
hangers. Keep coat hangers away from women.
Classic.
Number three, Benadryl.
Secret little
trick. You take enough Bennies, you pass out. You wake up. Oh, baby's gone.
Yep.
Guess how? The hat man showed up and just was like, ah, you're unfit to be a parent. So right. I'm going to go ahead and take this kid.
Okay, I have a great idea for you gamers out there. You set up a LAN party. All the PCs in a row. All of the vent fans pointed in one area.
The collective sweat and disgusting smell from all your disgusting bodies.
You
have gamer bodies.
You put a baby and surround it with PCs that are all playing CSGO 2. That baby's gone within the hour.
Yeah.
And that's an accident.
It's not just, it's not the heat from the PCs. It's the bacteria from your disgusting gamer bodies accumulating in the lungs of that child and giving the child COPD.
Yes. What is COPD?
COPD. Cock on dick.
COD?
COD.
Call of Duty Black
Ops. Dude, I'm fucking fried today.
God damn it, man.
I'm fried.
You're not. You're just uninspired.
Do you know what the ATF stands for?
Shoot.
The American Turd and Fart Association.
That is very nice.
Because that's all they're good for is
date idea.
No.
Are you
not
too,
the date
are
idea?
Are you too broke and can't afford to take your bitch wife out for dinner? Hold your own mini game Olympics at home. A fun, simple very simple challenge. Pick up cotton balls. You can afford them, right?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on.
That's what it says.
Hold on. What if my wife is black?
Then she'll probably win. who can scoop up the most cotton balls into a bowl with a spoon while blindfolded? Consider other simple challenge. Competitive, playful, home. Cost free.
What the fuck is this game is retarded, dude. I can't believe the old owners, like, their marriage must have been failing.
Dude, it was.
And they left this in the fucking garage.
Did we find this in the garage? Or was it your dumpster?
I don't remember.
I think it was your dumpster.
Well, whoever owned this previously.
By your dumpster, I mean your apartment complex's dumpster.
Their relationship was obviously failing.
Yeah. No.
Can I read the next one?
Yeah, of course.
Can I read the next one from, what's this game called?
You want to scratch it?
Yeah, I want to scratch. Dude, I love gambling.
I love fan.
I love playing scratchers. Fuck, dude, you took all my change, bro. No, wait, I got a quarter here. Don't worry about it. Shut up.
Yeah, we saw this. I mean, dude, every single time we rummage through people's trash, we find like a horrible relationship.
Well, you're the one who was rummaging through the trash.
I do rummage through people's trash.
I don't do that anymore, dude.
Well, because you...
I grew up.
You can afford Taco Bell. It's different now.
I can barely afford Taco Bell. What the fuck are you talking about? I have to do payment plans on my Taco Bell. All right. It's a date. Time anywhere. Length 2 hours. Cost free. What?
Oh, shit.
What? No money. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. I don't know where the air horn's at.
Yep.
Good enough. Good. create the ultimate throwback playlist. Pick songs from your favorite genre, decade, or year you met. Turn up the volume, dance, or go for a joyride. There's nothing better than music to send you back in time. Well, what if this was, you know, because the time could be anywhere.
Mm.
What if this was 1962?
Interesting.
What if we go back to 1949 in Germany?
when they were two states, when Russia took over half of it? You mean 39, you piece of shit?
Nuh-uh. My favorite song would be, you know.
Oh, I thought you were trying to make it.
To bring me back in time, Javen. You know what song would be playing. This brings me back to better days. Such better days.
Wow. This is, I don't know what, I can't put my finger on it, but that is so fucking German, the song. The anthem. It's so fucking German. I say, hey, abale, schon se fakala bake.
Dude, you're, I don't
know. I drank a beer, then I drove to
the gay bar.
I drink. I put on my lederhosen and went to the gay bar.
Modern Germany now is actually kind of interesting.
Aren't they, like, falling apart?
They're the most guilty people on the planet.
Aren't they falling apart emotionally?
Yes, they are.
Hand me those fucking cards.
They had two immigrants come in.
Give me the whole
stack. No! This is my stack. Thank you.
You keep picking the same ones, dude. Here's a fucking quarter. Here's a Nazi coin from X-Men.
Wait, are these actually... Oh, they are slightly different.
Dude.
Where daytime. Are we? Ooh, a nighttime? Let's
they
do
are
a nighttime
different, dude.
One.
They are different. That's why I said...
The only difference is the time of day.
Shut up, dude. You're arguing me like you're married to me. This is supposed to be... This
shut
is supposed,
the fuck up!
This is supposed to be a date.
Fuck. I hope this isn't what... Any relationship of mine going forward is like,
well, you know,
interrupted and fucked over, and fucking, I ate two boxes of cereal today. I'm falling apart.
Bro, you didn't have like a normal bowl when you were eating the cereal. You pulled out like the big ass mixing bowl. You were like, it's over.
It's fucking over, bro.
I'm in hell. It's over.
Well, Betty just like literally took a shower. What? Fuck.
It doesn't fucking matter. Our roommate.
Betty Boop literally took a shit in the sink. It was disgusting.
Oh, Black Betty. Bam a lamb.
Whoa, Black Betty. Bam. That's my new thing.
Oh, Black Betty. Fuck a ham. Whenever oh, Black Betty. Ate a lamb. Oh, Black Betty.
Whenever she does anything stupid, I just scream at her. I wish.
Bro,
you were
how,
back.
How, dude? Okay, this is the we're moving on to the roast our roommate section of the show. I guess,
dude, it was the first four episodes. Of
dude,
the
it's
show.
It's back. It's back because she keeps leaving cat food and everything I hold dearly. I don't know how she does it. It's like I'll put like literally cat food in my grandmother's coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I don't know.
How, bro?
It's hideous. Now, too bad we can't bring her on a boat and then not come back with her.
Dude, if she was on a boat, she'd be called Black Betty because, you know, it'd be like Blackbeard. She'd grow a beard and it'd be black.
She has a beard.
That is true. But it would get black from all the sea salt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, Black Betty. Bam, I am. Oh, Black Betty.
Okay.
I have heartburn, dude.
So we have a date here.
That's gay.
That's so horrific. I don't know who's gonna do this. Do people even know who they are enough
to do this?
Do you
want me to read it? Or
prepare a meal based on a country you both... Oh, it's love or like to visit. Oh,
I'd like to visit a country. This one.
Yeah, no, dude, we'll just say I'm German, and I'll have pretzels and beer, and you'll be in the fucking kitchen shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, I'll wear my lederhosen and my clogs or whatever Germans wear. I don't know anything about Germany, dude.
No, just
listen.
Cook up a fucking Polish sausage.
What do they do?
Give me some vodka.
They suck bratwurst, right?
Who?
The Germans?
Yes.
They sit there, and they put...
Hamburg.
They go hamburger, and they suck on the bratwurst. Yeah. They go hamburger. I love eating hamburgers, and it's just their boyfriend's dick in their mouth.
Mm.
Hamburger. Oh, wee wee.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
the Polish. This would be such a horrible idea for me.
Yeah,
the Polish have horrible food. I would just be vodka and like stale bread and a sausage.
Oh, wee wee. It is me. I'm German. I wear my clogs and suck on my hamburger. My boyfriend's hamburger.
Yeah, interesting. Pick a card, any card. I gotta
hand
do this
me,
one.
Hand me the stack, bro.
You gonna hand it back, bitch?
Yes, I will hand you back the stack, bro. Bro. Can you tell these Florida guys are getting to me, bro?
Dude, they are. We gotta move out of the desert, man. It's lowering our collective
dude,
IQ.
You literally gave me all the same cards. There's like two genre of cards. There's like three genre of cards.
There are separated. Here you go.
I'll separate... Fucking
gay. I already know it's gay. Shut up. Yeah, man. After reading that story, I'm like excited to go on the lake.
Yeah? You ready to die?
No, I'm ready to... Sink ready for a cheap swim. Alternative.
Sink or swim.
A cheaper alternative. Get on a boat.
Instead of flying to Sweden for like the assisted suicide, you just go out on the lake and the sun will do it for you.
Oh, we could. I mean, assisted suicide. It's fucking eat food here.
Just get a gallon of Red 40, dude.
Eat food just in gallon, America.
Just a gallon of Red 40.
No, Canada's kind of on that you should kill yourself freak shit.
Black Betty, bam a lamb. Oh, Black Betty, fuck the ham. Oh, Black Betty.
Yes.
Oh, Black Betty. What does this say? Time, daytime, 3 to 5 hours, cost $50 to $100. Yeah, not in this economy, bitch. Be a tourist in your own city. Wear your comfiest walking shoes and explore a new area and attractions. Walk around, visit shops, or take a food or history tour. You may even stumble upon your favorite local gem. Bro, there's nothing in this that I haven't seen.
There's the rock garden. I mean, that's the thing. It's like that date is literally turn your brain off and pretend you just moved here.
Literally drive to Walmart and walk around.
Oh, that is a fun one.
I mean, that's you what it was for the longest monkey. Time. Hey, shut up. You can't call me that.
People are so
You can't bad. Call me that,
they nab your vape, which I'm cool with, and then never return it. They just
Listen,
love
holding
I'll
just,
it.
I'll just light a cigarette in here. Just light a cigarette in here. I swear
Good.
To God.
Do it.
I'll do it. No, but, yeah, no, for the longest time, there was, like, nothing to fucking do in this town.
Yeah, nothing.
And you just fucking drive to Walmart, walk around.
Well, actually, I don't know. We had Hastings.
Yeah, but then Hastings got fucking...
Kmart.
Hastings
was cool.
Got fucking, they went bankrupt for, like, not selling enough Pokemon cards or whatever.
Now the owner invested in Quiznos heavy.
Please don't tell me that's really what happened.
Basically, yeah. He literally,
he's like, it's coming back. We're gonna open up a Quiznos on every corner of Arizona.
He like basically he like invested in Blockbuster 20 years after it left the market, and then the whole thing went out of business. Okay, for the people that don't know, Hastings is an amazing store.
It was
a coffee shop. It was you've place to buy anything entertainment.
Okay,
related.
Think of Barnes and Noble, but like. For super nerds.
No, but they had like general stuff. It was anything entertainment related.
Yeah, but it was like they had
and then the shittiest knickknacks of all time.
They had a super nerd section.
Yes,
that
the
was
worst
they, it was it ended up just becoming like a super nerd store.
Yeah,
and then like they fucking went under because they couldn't sell enough comic books or Pokemon cards.
No, the Hastings was doing well. It was doing very well. He literally just like invested too much in some shitty business. And used Hastings as collateral.
Was the business was the business something gay?
Did you see the Quiznos gerbil ads? Yeah, it was pretty gay, bro. It was pretty gay. But yeah, no, it was sick. It was a sick place to go. I would have Bible study, Sunday school.
There was
Sunday school was at
the
Hastings.
One that we had.
Motherfucker. Can I finish?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck. Jesus. Fuck.
Now you know what edging feels like.
I know what edging feels like. I fucked a couch. Anyway, so
I edge every night.
We had a Sunday school at the fucking like Hastings coffee shop, and we were literally competing in volume of the space with the gayest Magic the Card Gathering game.
Oh, dude, those are the worst.
He's like, bro, 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 spirit, spirit, spirit. And then he's like, the Holy Spirit is very, but you know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy.
What the fuck, dude? So no, fuck you. I don't know. I've lost my train of thought. I have to circle back around and gain traction once. There was always like fucking fights at the ones we had. At the Hastings we had. Like, it's always the cops are there.
Really?
Yeah, it was like there'd always be like some 22-year-old, 23-year-old fucking getting into a fucking fight. Like, with some 16-year-old for, like, whatever, fucking his high school girlfriend.
Nice. Nice.
Some stupid shit, like always, dude. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, people would get busted there all the time.
Just start smoking weed in the middle of the fucking fiction section of the store. The one we had was horrible. Like
Hastings?
The community treated it like shit.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? That's a good point. We didn't deserve a Hastings.
Yeah.
Dude, one time my mom was walking with our white nationalist friend and I when we were younger.
J-Man
and I pointed out a condom on the fucking like curb. We're like, oh shit, look at that. And mom looked at it and was like, I don't even know what that is. I have no idea.
Complete denial.
Mom, that's a fucking rubber.
Yo, mom, somebody had that on their willy, bro.
It was used too. It was gross looking.
Dude, that's awesome.
Tarred and feathered. That condom was
tarred and feathered.
It was whack, dude.
Tarred and feathered.
They had a tournament for Halo 3, a competition tournament that J-Man and I signed up for, only to arrive on the day that it was announced and no one showed.
That's awesome.
He was like, we have an Xbox 360 in the break room if you guys want to compete.
If you guys want to follow me into the break room.
And we're like, that's all right. We have it on our consoles.
I just remember my friend, we'll just call him Blue. Because fucking...
I'm Blue.
Because it's literally his middle name. But we were fucking walking around and like we were being fucking stupid. Like we were being dumb. Mm-hmm. Like fucking 14. And we were like, let's see how low we can sag our pants. Let's like see who could get our pants the saggiest before like they fall off our ass.
Oh, shit.
So we're walking through the store like trying to fucking like... drop our fucking pants like as low as possible, and then like his fucking fall to the fucking ground, and like as soon as that happens the manager comes around the corner and looks at him and he just big sigh, just shakes his fucking head, and the guy looked like a fucking walrus.
No,
like he was huge. This guy was huge. Like he just like needed the beard, and like he would look like fucking
The co-host of
Jamie Hyneman. He was like Jamie Hyneman, but he just fucking fat. Imagine fat Jamie Hyneman. He came around the corner, shook his head, and was just like, "Dude, I don't get paid enough for this, but please pull your pants off, please, for the love of fucking God, for the love of God, please."
I have to go home to my
dying mother after this. Could you please pull your pants up?
What store was this?
This is Hastings.
Hastings?
This is at Hastings.
No.
Yes. We're still
I remember that fat ass.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck. That guy was fat, dude.
Dude, for real.
Dude, because Hastings had very narrow, like, halls, too.
Yes.
Like, everything, and he would just, like scrub the
against shelves
were
aisles. Very close together.
Yeah. It was made for, like, children, I swear.
Yeah. I think, was it an old Blockbuster or something? It felt like it.
I think that's like where it was like a community center. People voted there and then they sold that.
They were like, all right, here's like bootleg fucking Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Dude, but yeah, that was fucking funny. And then like some kid fucking, they kicked all the 18-year-olds out. They were like, all right, anyone that was under 18, they were like, all right, no more.
Really?
Get the fucking kids out of here. Even though half the shit that we sell is like, targeted.
Crazy.
Our target audience is children.
I don't remember.
So they kicked out all the fucking, like, you had to be there with, like, an adult.
Stupid.
So then, like, yeah.
It was all because
one of my friends in school, like, was fucking around, and he knocked over, like, a mug of, like, or a shelf, a rack of, like, stupid Marvel-headed, like, characters.
Oh, shit.
It was, like, a bunch of mugs that were, like,
they didn't. Anyone to
like
fucking
Superman's
to?
Head and shit, and like
the worst shit
fucking destroyed like 20 of them, and they were like, that's it, everybody's out.
That is crazy. I remember when that happened and I had to sneak in because I lived a walk away. I lived down the street. I was like 5-minute walk away from Hastings.
It was fucking funny as shit.
It was in a trailer. I was sleeping with a fucking ringtail cat. It's a protected species, taking shits in my AC unit.
You were just holding on to that thing for dear life.
No, dude, I swear to God, like we had a protected species just taking shits in our HVAC system.
Just hanging out in the HVAC system, just taking shits. You're up there playing poker with it and shit.
I mean, it was bad. And we were like, can we just, like, kill it? And I'm like, no, dude, that is a, like, federal crime.
What if you killed it and the feds show up and they're like, hey, so we're trying to fill out this missing persons report and it's just a photo of the ringtail cat.
I'm like, fuck.
You're like, fuck. I did kill that guy over a game of poker. Fuck, maybe I should fess up to this.
Game of poker in the fucking HVAC.
The stakes were high. It was all over a can of Vienna sausages.
Fuck.
It was all over one can.
We've both been in point.
The final can of Vienna sausages we had in the house.
You know, people get mad at me because I say, fuck the service members of the United States, and I haven't done anything for my country. However, I inhaled the fumes of protected species shit for 2 years because we couldn't
I couldn't go up there.
Nope.
And do anything about it.
Well, it was actually underneath us. Because we would, like, be sleeping, and then we hear, like, scurrying. Fuck! Just taking shits on our fucking
unit.
Just
ripping dumps.
Dude.
Ripping shits.
Fucking asshole. I think we eventually did... Well, never mind. Never mind.
Whoa, whoa.
That's a federal crime.
Whoa.
Nothing happened. We killed a lot of rattlesnakes. We killed a lot of rattles.
Nothing happened.
You know what? Actually, I got a good one. We had this fucking nasty pit bull that was a baby killer. Not literally, but it would.
Dude, this is the baby killing episode, I swear.
100%. Because it's a fucking right.
I'll show you a right.
It needs to be a right.
And I'll take it away.
My dog would kill so many like pigeons that like I ran out of space to bury the pigeons, because I would bury
you
them
had a pet cemetery?
Yes. There were over like 25 birds buried in this area. Ran out of room, just started throwing them in the fucking neighbor's yard.
Did the neighbor ever find out about
he
them?
Was a drunk.
He'd just be like, oh, fuck, dude. Man, maybe I should quit pissing in the bird fountain.
Oh, I did chuck one far enough. I swear to God, I heard a bloosh land in his fucker's pool. Whatever.
Hey, yeah, he goes over here. Hey,
stop
Steve.
Throwing pigeons in my
pool. Steve, could you stop? Could you stop throwing pigeons in my pool, Steve?
Whatever. He beat
your
his
dad
wife.
Just has like fucking no idea what he's talking about. He's like, what are you fucking?
What?
Yeah, his eyes are all crossed. He's like, I'm John Stupid. What are you talking
what's
about?
What's a pigeon? Yeah. I don't even have a dog.
What's a pigeon?
What? My son? My dog? I don't have either of these things.
Dude, what are you talking about? Last time I checked, I lived in a home.
Wait, what the fuck? It's a trailer? Fuck!
Wait, the Alzheimer's is kicking in and it's like a switch being turned on and off?
Yeah.
Your dad just has like Alzheimer's that comes and goes. He forgets where he's at.
Oh my God. He keeps thinking he's in an actual house and not a fucking double wide.
Yeah.
Comes home and smells the shit.
But it's like it's instead of like him, you know, instead of him like thinking back 20 years to like you know living his life and remembering his kids and shit. It's like him thinking forward and being like, "What do you mean I'm not in the retirement home? What do you mean? Oh. Why aren't my pills ready?"
He thinks he's older than
yeah.
Him. Oh shit!
It's the reverse. it's a case of it's the curious case of. Steven.
Wait, I still have my strength.
Steve Button.
Steve Button.
Steve Button.
Steve Booty Butt Cheeks.
Hey, whoa.
Hi, Booty Butt Cheeks.
Dude.
I'm fucking queen.
We know this, dude. You know what's funny? Like, I can't believe I literally convinced people for like a year.
Fuck! Fuck!
Dude.
Sorry. Continue.
I literally convinced people for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year and a half that you were gay. Just because I offhandedly said, oh yeah, he's gay.
Yeah.
As a joke. And then people were like, oh wow, like, okay. And like they just took it and ran with it. And I was like, he's not gay. But it's funny that you think he is.
Sure, yeah. Well, because like you ran out of things to introduce me as. You're just like, whatever.
Oh,
he's
my gay roommate.
He's my gay
roommate.
And they're like, oh my God, really? And you're like,
I just was like,
maybe.
I don't care. I'm just going to let this ride out.
Yeah.
And then, like,
fucking, it blew up when you had someone, we had J-Man and someone else over, and then it was like, well, you don't care because you're like gay.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was my ex-girlfriend at the time. It was fucking, she's like, but you don't care because you're gay. And we all just looked at each other and just started busting up laughing.
I'm just like, no, I'm not. What the fuck? Why? And then, yeah, you just start cackling. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. That's how you keep me down.
It happened again, dude. It happened again because I fucking
wait, really?
Yes, because I do that. I fucking, I just go, oh yeah, he's like my gay roommate.
You're such a
people fuck. Take it literally.
Why can't you just say my fat roommate? That might be better.
My fat and gay roommate.
No,
my big fat gay roommate's wedding.
people think you're serious, bro. So I know. Who else has been a victim to this scandal?
My friend that I had over the other night, I was like, oh yeah, this is my gay roommate. And then they were like, literally seriously thought, like, they texted me today and like we were talking about you, and it was like, no, he's not gay, dude. I can't it happened again. What? It happened again. I had to explain myself, and I was like, oh no, I'm committing war crimes unintentionally.
You're doing it. No, you're doing it intentionally. Don't fucking lie.
No, it's like I just, because I'm always just like, oh yeah, he's like my gay roommate, whatever. Don't worry about him.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. He will never try to fuck you. He's incapable.
He's just my gay roommate.
I hate scratchers so much. It's the worst experience of my life. When I turned 18, I bought like 3-4 scratchers. I scratched two of the squares off, and then got frustrated and like threw them away.
You know, you can fucking put hand sanitizer on the actual like the scratcher like part, and then just wipe it away. True. Yeah, it's like the alcohol in the actual.
You know how someone found that out, right? They like spilled gin all over.
Yeah, like, oh, no, it was it was definitely some fucking drunk tweaker. They were just like stumbling home one night with a handful of scratchers and a bottle of fucking.
Oh wow,
like,
you can.
Like vodka in a plastic bottle.
Yeah, well, thank God I'm not a drunk or a degenerate gambler, because I never figured any of that out. Yeah. Well, all that worked, and now I'm just covered in gray
the,
shit.
The tweaker that found that out was me. I was the one who discovered that.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, that was when I was.
Maybe I got a problem.
That was when when I had a problem.
Yeah.
That was when I had a serious problem. Now I'm a good boy.
All right, this one's lame. This one's actually like a good date idea. Ooh, no, never mind. I got it. Take your date to a romantic spot that is meaningful to your relationship. Cost $0 to $50.
Was that gas money?
I think it depends on how fucking broke you are. Did you meet at the club?
It's $0 because we were getting on my tandem bicycle.
Did you meet at the library?
Oh.
I hope I meet my wife.
Come on, sweetheart. Get on my tandem bicycle. We're going to the club.
Me and my homies, we're going to the club.
I'm out here.
I'm on the bike.
I'm out here taking my bitch to the club on my tandem bicycle. I'm out here. I'm out here pimping this shit.
That's like the family bike.
I love my bitch. I love my wife. I'm taking her bitch ass to go to go party at the club. But but she gonna get her big fat ass on my tandem bicycle because she know my ass broke.
I feel like, aren't tandem bicycles? That's like a luxury suburban thing, right?
I stole it.
Shit. Oh, sorry. That was implied.
I stole it.
That's like the family bike, right? It's like 4 seats, 1 bike.
I mean, like a tandem bike is like additional seats and pedals.
Oh, the linear one.
Yeah.
Oh.
It can be as many as you want, though.
The limo. I'm in the fucking tandem limo right now, dog. He still has to pedal.
Yeah, it's like Flintstones. Yeah. You go fucking yabba dabba doo, and fucking like it's Danny DeVito in that one episode where he says, "Fucking, could I give you a nice egg in this trying time?" But he's like Flintstoning the limo. It's just him. Danny's little feet aren't even touching the ground.
That's a cute thought.
You know,
where is your Danny DeVito thing?
Oh, my framed photograph of Danny DeVito that I have. It's in the garage.
Okay,
I need to dig it out. But you know that was my senior quote, right? Danny DeVito's in my garage. It's my senior quote. No, fucking. It was. I wish I could like changed it because it's kind of dumb looking back at it. But it's literally just like, can I offer you a nice egg in this trying time? And it was like from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's actually kind of like beautifully tragic. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Can I offer you an egg in this trying time?
It's like a hard-boiled egg.
It's
he's just not driving a fucking limo and eating hard-boiled eggs. He's just passing it to fucking, I think it was Charlie in the back of the limo.
I see this as a medium-rare egg. I ran out of gas in my stove and couldn't boil it fully.
Ah, Charlie, I didn't see you there. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
We have a gay Jewish white supremacist coming.
A gay Jewish trans white supremacist.
A gay Jewish Holocaust denier.
He's a gay Jewish trans Holocaust denier, black Chinese advocate for the Fourth Reich. Just keep adding shit.
Yeah.
He's 100% a lesbian.
He had a lesbian haircut for a bit. He dyed his hair purple.
He was a lesbian for quite a while.
He was quite a
him
lesbian.
And his cousin.
That's gross.
They're gonna listen to this episode. They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Wait, big tick cousin?
No.
Big tick mommy milkers.
Small dick cousin.
She got fat as
she ate too much KFC.
She's on too many SSRIs.
She dumped her Ozempic in the ocean.
SSRIs.
And now she takes up the whole ocean.
Oh, she got too fat for her pants. Dun, 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 dun.
Big old bitch in this bitch. There's a big old bitch in this bitch. She dumped a hose and pick in the ocean.
Out of all the fat people I know, I feel like I wear it the best.
Yeah,
I can rock it.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Sure.
Who do you know that's like plus size and can handle it?
Not a lot of people.
Owns it like the South did.
Lizzo?
People you know. You know Lizzo?
Yeah, I know Lizzo.
You get some of that ass?
No.
Her ass should be put on the Fortune 500. Like, it should be on the median stock exchange. You can get portions of
you
it.
You can buy shares of it. Lizzo's ass.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she lost 40 pounds because it's all water weight. She's got 40 pounds of water weight, so I lost my shares.
Fuck, dude.
Dude, who is
bro?
Stuff
I
up?
Know my phone is going stupid right now.
You getting muff?
No,
no muff just, for Keegan.
No.
Damn, no, I'm not getting any. It's okay.
Oh yeah, it is. It's my you know, the my friend Blue. He's giving me head tonight.
You know, I talked to him on the mic, and then I just started like opening up gay porn.
I know. That's I opened my computer today, and it's literally just like a dude's ass being spread, getting blown. I was like, bro, you are gay.
No.
You are gay.
No.
You're gay for trying to sigh out me.
I typed in gay porn on your browser and clicked the first link, then opened a new tab. It was actually pretty slick. You would have been impressed. It was. And then, hey, Sebastian, what's going on? Fuck! Every time I've mentioned a name, I blow
who
it.
Gives a shit?
Whatever.
But can you believe his middle name's Blue, though?
Dude, we're doxing him.
Who gives a shit?
You know what? A dox might actually help his life.
Who gives a shit, dude? You know what? Here's his first and last name and social security card. It's and the social security card is
bro, you're going to have to edit that out.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Don't worry, I'll do the editing on this one.
Yeah, right.
I'll edit all your jokes out.
It's just you sounding schizophrenic, talking to nobody.
Oh, no, you're still there.
No, you cut my audio out completely.
Are you suggesting that everything you say is a joke on here?
No. I'm suggesting
right, I'm
you
editing
just cut
your jokes
me,
out.
You cut me out. I'm the biggest joke.
No, it's funnier to be...
Not everything I say is a joke. I'm just a joke.
Right. Right. I think... All right, fine. Yeah, we'll just edit you out.
You just cut
It'll
me out.
It'll be me
just...
ranting.
Should I do that? Should I just...
No, Keegan.
I'll
have
make
some
it...
self-respect.
I'll make it... I'll do... We'll do an episode. We'll make it a multi-track, and it'll be like the, one of the worst episodes we've ever recorded, but it's just you, like, talking to nobody.
I can do a podcast solo.
All right.
So we don't need to edit it out.
All right, then do it.
I usually do
it right now.
Every time you've recorded an episode, you've got time. I've recorded one myself.
You've got time. Go ahead. Do it.
I'm doing it now.
Are you?
Your dogs are out, and it's making me uncomfortable.
So what? So what? I'm not wearing socks.
It's disgusting.
Stop looking at my fucking feet, you fucking...
That's the communal desk. Listen, and you're like...
It's on my desk.
You're ashing your feet like a cigarette.
Dude, that is one of the worst fucking sounds. I hate that fucking sound of people, like, chafing their toes together.
Ew, yeah. That is a bad one.
It fucking pisses me off.
I don't even think it's possible for me to do that. My toes are so short.
I can't do it, but, like, I've met people who do it. And I'm like... It just makes me want to slap them with, like, you know, like a... Like a school, like, textbook. Like one of those hardcover, like, school textbooks.
Hmm. Right.
Specifically, like, world history.
Hmm. Any particular section?
Egypt.
Whoa. Interesting.
Egypt.
Because they worship the felines. Because
the pyramid photo is the heaviest one in there.
Nobody knows how we made this gene. No, you know what the quickest way, if someone's chafing their toes like that, you know what's a really quick and easy way to get them to stop? You put them in your mouth. You get them lubed up and they won't chafe anymore.
All right.
If you lick the in between your toes, it'll just be like, it won't sound like anything.
All right. All right, dude. You're pissing me off. You know how I feel about feet.
Put them in your mouth.
They're disgusting.
Put them in your ass.
They're disgusting. And you're proving... You're proving that you have a foot fetish right now.
I really don't.
You're looking at my feet? You're talking about putting feet in your mouth?
No.
You have a foot fetish, bro.
Mm-mm. I can't think of any defense.
Yeah, because you don't have one. You don't have one. You're
now,
the type,
what I do jerk off
you're the type of guy to beg at a Denny's to be like, please, babe, can I get a syrupy foot job under the table right in front of the waitress, bro?
That's disgusting. Now, listen, you know what I have jerked off to one time is dudes coming in the nose of a woman. Because it goes one in one, out the other.
You've
it
got
blasts out.
You've got a wrong hole fetish and a foot fetish.
Ah! And I always make that sound, ah!
You've got a fetish.
They sound like Wario. They're like, "Wah!" It's like disgusting. It's hilarious. Pull that up now, Jamie.
Shooting, yeah. Jamie, pull that up.
Pull that up right
now. Pull up videos of bitches shooting cum out of their nose, like milk.
Who the fuck is out there getting fucked in the ear? That's the real question.
I don't know, man. Listen, different strokes for different folks.
Either she's got to be Dumbo. She's got to be Horton Hears a Who or...
Listen, legalize gay weed. Legalize gay weed.
Dude, gay weed is just salvia. And it is legal in Arizona.
No, gay weed is... what would be gay weed? Opium? Is opium gay weed?
I think it's just Kevin Hart. Because straight... That probably actually got caught.
It did.
Because straight weed is just Snoop Dogg. You have Snoop Dogg and you have Kevin Hart as gay weed. Shit, man. We about to blackcast every motherfucking drug.
Oh, shit.
It's me, cat-ass Williams
Cocaine.
Oh, shit.
Cocaine. It's me, motherfucking Snoop Dogg. I'm motherfucking weed, of course. Oh, shit.
Have you ever heard of amphetamines?
It's a diggle double motherfucking G, bitch.
Damn, I really wish I could say the N-word. Really do, because the Kat Dennings doesn't work without it.
The Kat Dennings?
Kat
Dennings?
Dude, I've had a full tilt erection this entire episode. I hope the audience knows that. Kat Williams.
Just Kat Dennings acting like Kat Williams is the funniest shit. Yeah, I'm just like.
Throws pancakes on the table.
Listen, motherfucker. She's got her fucking huge tits out.
Oh, my God. My tits. My name is Kat motherfucking Dennings. And welcome to Dennings.
Listen, I'm motherfucking Kat Dennings, and you know you want to see two broke girls get down on some Denny's pancakes right now. It's me, motherfucking Kat Dennings. I got some big old fucking flapjack titties. You want to see them? But too bad. This is Family TV.
You lucky this show ain't M.A., motherfucker.
You lucky this show ain't M.A.
I'll
fuck at. Just censor mother instead. Listen, you know this show is fucking gay. My timing was off.
That was okay. It was good enough.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking gay. It's me, Cat Williams,
if
bitch.
If either of them were trans, they
would.
Wait,
who's playing
person?
The blonde one then? It, like, if we're going to actually, if we're going to black cast the two broke girls. If this is what we're
we
doing.
We were originally black casting each drug, which I thought was each more problematic.
Okay, well, black cast the show, but each one of the characters is addicted to a different drug.
Oh, interesting. This is going to be really interesting because I've never seen the show.
Wow. Okay, so this is based off of just my memory. Okay, so the Asian fucking diner owner definitely 100% is going to be fucking Kevin Hart because he's got to be small. Got to be a small guy for a small role. But he has big shoes to fill.
Who is?
Because he's heavily, heavily addicted to fucking Adderall.
Wow. Interesting. Black guy in Adderall.
The like Slavic chef. I'm going to say Diddy. I'm going to say Diddy because that guy was horned up. That guy was fucking horned up. Wow.
And he's going to work there.
And Diddy. Yeah, and he's going to be addicted to just fucking cocaine, pure coke.
Interesting. That's good.
Cat Williams is going to be Cat Dennings, of course. And
wait. Cat Williams will be Cat Dennings.
Yeah.
So Cat Dennings is still in the show.
Yes, but she's acting as Cat Williams.
Wow. Again, and you got to have one white person when you're black.
Yeah, no, definitely. And
you guys taking notes because there will be a test.
There will be a test at the end of this. And
I have a good one for the blonde.
Hold on, I'm not done. Cat Dennings is going to be playing, or Cat Williams is going to be playing Cat Dennings. And two broke girls, and she's going to be heavily addicted to fucking Viagra.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's gross because she's a woman.
Doesn't that horn them up?
I don't know.
I think it does.
I don't know. It made her tits big or something. I don't know.
I actually spiked one of my ex-girlfriend's drinks with a blue chew.
Okay, are you gonna cast the blonde chick?
Who is the what's funny is I can't even remember the name, but the black guy in Kiltani.
David Lucas?
No. The other guy, where he had David Lucas was his translator.
Oh, that guy? The guy that was like, I got rocks in my pocket. Yeah, that guy?
Literally, yes. He's like, I ain't retarded, but I like rocks.
That's the blonde chick.
Yeah, because
I ain't retarded, but I like rocks. Y'all want some rocks? He's just handing rocks out to the fucking audience.
Because blondes are fucking dumb as shit.
Dumb as a bag of rocks.
I know. My sister's
a dumb bitch. I just buy rocks, I sign them, and I hand them out to people.
My sister's a dumb bitch.
And then, of course, we're going to leave Jennifer Coolidge as Jennifer Coolidge. Because there's no reason to change Jennifer Coolidge.
Who is Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Coolidge. Cool Ranch.
Jennifer Cool Ranch.
No, replace her with a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
It's just Eric Andre holding a fucking bottle of ranch. It's the Ranch It Up bit from the Eric Andre show.
Yeah.
Ranch It Up.
Ranch.
Every
ranch
time Jennifer Coolidge's like character comes in, it's just, Ranch It Up. But it's still Jennifer Coolidge.
And she just looks increasingly uncomfortable with how many black people are.
But that's her only line is ranch it up. That's the only, it's like I Am Groot, but ranch it up.
Wow.
Comes in.
Wow.
She comes in.
Bringing ranch out the Marvel. Up.
Yeah.
Marvel reference.
Oh, you look like 4th of July. I could go for a hot dog right now.
Oh, God. Yo. I ain't retarded. I fucking love rocks, bro. I got 14 in my pockets right now.
Oh, I could go. I could go for a rock right now. Oh,
God.
Oh. Fucking. I want to crush my head with a fucking rock, dude. Fucking...
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
What? Caitlyn Jenner's on the show?
No, she's the director, obviously.
Oh. And very empowering.
Mm-hmm. She's like, it's just so nice to see so many boop in one place. It's amazing.
Then they're like, get her! And she's like, buckle up, buckaroo, and runs them all over.
Yeah. No, they probably let her slide. You look weird as shit. You look whack as hell.
They let the woman of the year fucking say it.
Yeah, because she just looks so fucking retarded.
Dude, she wore fucking... There was a show Bert Kreischer had where he had her on. And she wore high heels. She's a size like 12. It's so fucking funny.
Just how big the shoes were.
Dude, it was wild.
Just like giant high heel clown shoes?
Yes. It was like, it was garish. It was hideous. Because they don't like change the size of your foot.
No, the changing your gender doesn't change your foot size.
Right. So it's like an
so you still have
foot.
Big fucking man feet and hands.
Yeah. That's why I think trans people are fine, but that's why I think the like Michelob Ultra ad outside of Shell, that's like a trans person, right?
Probably.
That's a trans woman. Just because you can tell in the hands. You got some fucking meaty ass
Guido
hands.
It's always the hands. That's the telltale sign. Every time I see like, a photo of a chick on the dating app or anything, and like it's very sus.
Mm.
The face is it's slightly off.
It's hard to tell.
But it's like, I'm not trying to be mean. And then you look at the hands and it's literally like they've got like a broken finger and fucking like they look like Vienna sausages.
Because man hands are pretty fucking distinct, you know? Our palms are ginormous.
They're wide.
Our palms are fucking big, dude. Like dinner plates.
Yeah, I eat out of my hand quite often.
Yeah.
I sit there and I have my hand open and I've got rice in the palm of my hand, just dry rice,
we're
just
fucking,
eating it.
We're hunter gatherers.
That's kind of just like where my life has gone, is just eating just dry rice out of my hand, one grain at a time.
Yeah, like licking it.
In a garage.
In a garage,
in a hot garage somewhere.
Yeah.
It's locked away.
Somewhere in a hot ass garage, we have the most punk rock kid in America.
No, it's just my dumbass.
Out on some questionable message boards today, arguing about freedom
what
of
kind
speech.
Of wacky, crazy drugs is he on now? I'm just sober. I'm just eating dry rice out of my hand. You guys move out. Dude. The landlord fucking just opens up the garage. You're like, what the fuck is
you
this?
Can't
I'm naked in a hot garage, like squatting down, but like next to this fucking water heater, just eating dry rice.
Just on a pot.
I'm sharing it with the cricket in the corner.
You've made friends with the cricket.
Yeah, just sharing dry grains of rice with the cricket. Sweating,
you can't even,
naked.
Right. You can't even eat like rice like that, though. You chew it and then swallow it, and all the chewing happens in your belly. That's where it's mostly broken
down.
Yeah,
well, right? I don't eat, so.
No, I know.
Yeah.
You missed one crucial thing about that. Is that Caitlyn Jenner was cheering you on?
Yeah.
As the first,
the landlord is Caitlyn Jenner.
As the first convincing trans man. It would be funny if you became a megastar with everyone thinking that you were trans.
Like, oh, did you hear that? Speaking of the trans,
like what?
Did you
I'm
hear
not.
That Steve-O's getting tits?
No.
Steve-O's getting tits.
No.
Yes.
He's getting.
He's
fucking
getting like double D's for like a bit.
What?
Yes. Like he's getting.
Can
implants.
It can be undone?
Yeah, it could be undone.
So, holy shit.
But he's
no
like getting
way.
He's getting an operation, and it's just, he's gay, dude. So we've lost Steve-O. The only way to redeem Steve-O now is we have to start sneaking, like, pills into his broccoli. It's like,
get
it's like,
relapse.
Yeah, it's like feeding, like, medication to your dog. You have to roll it up in a piece of ham, but. Since he's vegan and shit, we have to just like press it into the stalk of the broccoli and like give it to him like a dog.
You know,
here you go, Steve. Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. Just fucking. He's back.
He's back.
The real Steve is back. He looks down at this fucking the pair of tits he has. He goes, "Oh shit, what did I do to myself? Oh fuck."
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what,
fuck, dude.
You know what would turn your mind around immediately? Is if he unveiled them and both the tits. Were
he
on
just
his
looks
low.
At
no, no.
Oh,
I got a bit. I got a bit going okay, on. It's okay. Going to be good because it's going to sell you. He posts on Instagram. It's like, check out my tits. And it's the front side. And he looks completely normal. Backside, lower back, two double D's.
He's got back above. Tits.
Yeah, he's got back tits. Just got tits in the back. Dude.
But like he gets drugs and he like comes. He reverts back to like Steve-O before the sobriety. He's like, oh, fuck, dude. Fuck, I have got tits. I've got four pairs of tits. What the fuck? What'd you guys do to my guy fucking a baby tattoo? He's fucking an ostrich. You ruined it. Now it's bestiality instead of pedophilia. Ah!
That's the worst part about doggy style, is that you can't get a look at the tits. So put the tits on back. Put them on the back.
Doctor, I need you to listen to me. I love the idea of getting new tits for my wife, but I'm a huge tit man. Please put them on the back.
But I don't like missionary. Missionary's too boring. Put the tits on the back.
I don't want to look at her face.
Put them on the back burners.
I don't want to look at her face.
God help me if I have to look
at her fucking face. I just want four mounds. Four mounds to look at. Yeah. Two ass cheeks, bare tits.
If you could grab some tits while hitting it from the back, I mean, that's like... Now we're getting some interesting territory.
You kind of have to do a reach around for that.
No, but you have the surgery where tits are on the back.
Tits are on the back. Dude.
Fuck it. Put the pussy in the back, too. Place the spot of the pussy in the asshole.
Just turn her head backwards. Turn her head and her ass backwards.
Can we Hootie the Owl?
Just Rubik's cube my wife.
Just Hootie the Owl.
Just Rubik's cube my wife and just turn the tits and the head backwards.
Yeah. Because no one wants missionary. What? Breathing in each other's mouths. Shut the fuck up. Grow up.
He didn't brush your teeth today and I could smell it.
This isn't middle school anymore. Keep the head way over there. Now, we don't need to turn the head around. God forbid we turn the head
around.
Put
the pillow over your head.
Just turn the tits around. Turn them around and end it from the back. That's all we got to do.
Just turn the tits around.
I hope a doctor is listening to this.
Yeah. I can't believe you fucked the couch.
I fucked the couch. I fucked the couch.
I fucked the couch. Did you tell that story?
I don't think I did. I mean, it's not really much of a
story.
It's
a really funny story.
I threw my ex-girlfriend on the couch and we were just going at it. And it was so intense, but like halfway through it, I felt like I had discovered a new part of the vagina. I was like, holy shit, this feels completely different.
These are textures I've never felt before.
Yeah, and she kept reacting the exact same, which is strange.
She's just like, oh, this is different.
Oh, this is interesting. It's just nothing's right. Whatever.
This is different. You're no longer in my pussy.
She was like reacting normally. And then she like immediately stopped. And I was like, oh shit, what's going on? She's like, are you even in me? And I look down. I'm just 6 inches deep in the fucking couch cushion. Just fucking shit.
And then you drove all the way. You drove like 3 hours to see her, too.
Yeah. And I just looked down at my beating red cock that's irritated from the fabric. I'm just like, well, that's kind of cool. And she was like, it's kind of nice. She said it was kind of nice.
It's nice because you're not actually like violating me. And I get to laugh at your pain. I get to laugh at the rug burn on your dick.
Yeah, dude. Because that's not the first time I fucked a couch.
Yeah.
I did fuck a couch previously. And the rug burn is real. It wasn't good.
I've never done any shit like that.
I've only done it like twice. Like that. I mean,
you fucking the couch? You're a serial couch fucker, dude.
No, no, just like fucking something in general instead of masturbating.
Though. No, I never did that.
You just stick with a hand, usually. What are you going to do? Fuck your PC? I mean, what the fuck? Fuck a pile of dirty laundry?
That's always a fun question to ask people. Are you a dry rub or a wet rub?
That's a violation of civil rights, asking that question.
That was always a funny question to ask the boys. Yeah.
Well, you're a wet rub because you're gross.
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, you're a mix of both. That's what it was.
I'm a switch.
You're a switch.
I'm a combo jam.
Because you put lotion on your balls and jerk off.
Yeah.
Our roommate's home.
Oh, fuck, dude. Shit.
I'll dry rub all the way.
Dry rub.
Listen, the pussy's got to be nice for something. It's nice that it's wet.
Yeah.
Keep it wet.
Yeah.
Keep it wet. Keep the tits on the back.
And leave me. Okay. Give me my fucking rights. Tits on the back of my wife.
On the back.
Head turned around. Dry rub all the way. Can I get a dry?
Can we, Keegan, can we please name this episode Breasts on the Back? Please. Can we name this episode 20 of the show? Breasts on the Back.
This is like episode 19.
It's 20.
Is it?
Last one was
19. No.
correct.
You're wrong, dude.
I will fuck you up.
I upload all the episodes.
You're an idiot. I'm about to prove you wrong right now.
We're gonna call this episode Javen's Tits Are Backwards.
Can we please name it Tits on the Back?
Javen's Tits Are Backwards. Please. Javen's Tits on the Back.
Keegan, let me name one.
All right, fine. Thank God. Tits on the Back.
Tits on the Back.
Tits smoking crack. Tits are whack.
Tits are whack, man. Tits put them whack on the back.
Oh, say can you see?
I can't believe I have to do all this bullshit just to prove you're gay. It's wrong. Fuck! This episode's 18.
Told you.
This is episode 18.
Told you.
Right. Well, episode 18. We'll have to do something kind of cool for episode 20. Can we get Ray Comp?
I'll just put a gun in my mouth. And like, I mean, I'll pull the trigger.
Mm.
It'll be.
What's in the gun?
You know, gun stuff.
Like what ammo are you using? Like blanks?
Slug.
Slug?
I'm gonna use a slug.
You're gonna use a slug pistol? A slug.
I'm gonna
gun.
Use a slug. Out of a
I'll show you
gauge.
A slug.
You are a slug.
When
was the last time you took a shower?
This morning.
You're shitting yourself right now. I can smell it.
Dude, I was restricted to... This is why I was late this morning. I was stuck to that toilet for like fucking 30 minutes. It was not fun. It was rough, dude. Just gurgling for 20 and then finally a blast off.
Bro, what did you eat?
Like 15 boxes of cereal, dude. It's whatever. Dude, cereal's so bad for
you. You need help.
Cereal's so bad for
you. You need not just like gastrointestinal help. You need like... a therapist, a psychologist, a Scientologist.
Yeah, a Scientologist, a.k.a. someone who believes in
you need a Mormon. You need a Mormon wizard.
I'd love a Mormon wizard.
Mormon wizard?
Is there a feminine name for wizard? Witch. Sorry.
Well, that's Harry Potter.
There's witch and wizards.
There's like sorcerer and sorceress.
Yeah, but I mean for wizard.
I guess so.
I guess witch,
so.
Yeah. We're the witches. We're the witches. And we put our tits up on our back.
I don't understand Wicca culture.
What?
Wicca.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah.
I thought we were out of our jobs.
No, I'm not pulling a Kramer right now. No, Wicca, like witch pagan craft shit. I don't understand it. It's like you collect rocks and staple sticks together, and
yeah, isn't that your type of girl though?
No,
is witches?
No,
gypsies?
No.
Yes.
You can't say that, Javen.
Yes, I can.
They're called Romani.
They have this show called My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. It's a great show.
My Big Fat Gypsy Caravan.
Fuck.
We come
I
in.
Guess, wait, aren't gypsies a race of people too? Technically?
Technically, that's why like you can't. Gypsy is a slur
against who?
This is the
people?
The economic of the history of slurs podcast.
It's a history of slurs. We will.
I mean, yeah, gypsy is a slur used against them, but they
prefer to be
they kind of suck.
They prefer to be called Greeks. The fuck?
No, they're the Romanis.
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 Dude, there's like 10 of them left. I think everyone who's like, quote, a gypsy is not. It's like an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Because gypsy's well, been co-opted.
That's in America. In Europe, they're actually like, you know, annoying to deal with, I guess.
They're actually like a unique race of people, so they're
yeah,
annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, it's like an aesthetic. It's witch people.
Yeah, it's annoying here, too, but it's like, I love collecting crystals.
I'm pointing in the roommate. Vague direction of the pile of undone dishes.
They're not my dishes this time because I don't eat.
They actually are our dishes.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
No, they're our roommates.
I guess putting an entire salmon there in
our roommates
doesn't
crystal,
cause any dishes.
There are roommates rose quartz crystal decanters.
If we pray hard enough, maybe God will do the dishes for me.
Maybe if we pray hard enough. God will smite our roommate for being such a pagan.
Keegan, let us pray.
to end this episode.
Dude, I'm not fucking praying.
What if I do? And my balls are out. My balls are out right now.
Every fucking time, you need to get new clothes, dude.
What?
Your balls are always just out on your clothes. There was that.
Oh, they are kind of.
Dude, your balls are just. You need new clothes.
I just got a big ass cock and they blow.
No,
balls
you
shit.
Have tiny clothes. You're a fucking huge dude and you have tiny clothes.
That's not true. Did you actually get a look at the nuts?
Unintentionally, because you showed them to me.
Did I?
You put them in my fucking face, which is gay.
What? Wait, now? Are you, yeah. You're just gaslighting me.
No, I'm not. Why would I ever gaslight you, Javen?
My pants were just kind of.
Why tight. Would I ever gaslight any into
all right,
anybody?
You know what, motherfucker? Fuck. We're doing no. It now. You can't handle it.
Javen, why would I ever gaslight anybody into thinking that you were gay for a year and a half, other than for like a laugh?
It reduces the amount of sexual competition.
No, it was
100%.
It was because it was funny.
No.
She took it and
we were in a gas station. There were two fucking babes in there. And then you're like, you're a fat fuck. Remember that?
I really am mean to you. And then I like apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. Why did I do that?
Such a bitch. I never apologize. That's funny.
Oh. But I never like you're always, you like, you're always like never apologize. It's funny. But I'm always like, that was rude.
You know what is funny is getting you to relapse on alcohol and ruining your life for 6 months.
Yeah.
That was my version of being mean. You're like, no.
Yeah, then now me it's just now. Me. Now I just hit you with verbal fucking payback.
Mm. You're just like, no, me es mija, no more tequila. And then I'm just like, get the fucking gin out, pussy.
You've got a funnel and you're just pouring it down my throat.
Oh, no more tequila? Then get the gin out, pussy. We're going to Flavor Town.
Oh, no more tequila? Well, I guess we're going to have to switch it up with plastic bottle vodka.
Get your Barbie doll bitch girlfriend to come out and play Mario Kart.
Tell your fucking dumb girlfriend to shut the fuck up. We're trying to fucking play Kirby Golf.
We've told that story before, but it's good. It's good. Well,
shut up.
Keegan's got to get ready for work. It's
no,
5
I gotta,
p.m.
I got to get ready to play with myself alone. In the garage. They got the Switch set up down there.
Cool.
Yeah. I think I'm going to beat Zelda. And my wife.
Got it. That's a perfect ending.
Cut it. What? What are we cutting?
My foreskin off.
I didn't know you were Jewish. Jewish? Who said anything about Jews?
Jewish. You know why they don't own firearms?
Because if you serialized them, then it would be anti-Semitic.
Because you can't serialize their arms.